Today, House Republicans concluded their two-year investigation into the 2012 terror attacks in Benghazi, Libya. They released an 800-page report criticizing Hillary Clinton, who was Secretary of State during the attacks. Democrats say the report offers no new evidence of wrongdoing. The chairman of the commission, Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, today disputed that.
There is new information on what happened in Benghazi, and that information should fundamentally change the way you view what happened in Benghazi. And there are recommendations made to make sure it does not happen again.
Joining us now with more on this and some of the other news from the campaign trail is Domenico Montanaro, lead political editor at NPR. Hi, Domenico.
Good afternoon.
So Democrats say there's nothing new here. He says there is something new here. What's in the report?
Well, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, Trey Gowdy was said that this was not necessarily a report about Secretary Clinton. He said that that's a creation of the media and of Democrats being obsessed with Clinton. There were a couple of news items out of this that didn't really relate to Secretary Clinton. It was more about how there were clear orders from the president of the United States and the defense secretary, Leon Panetta, to have planes leave from Spain to go to Libya to try to help and back up with the lack of security that's already been known, and that those planes sat on runways for hours. We learned that the Libya military intelligence, which was an arm of the Gaddafi regime, were actually fighting off the attackers when the U.S. security forces wound up leaving. So this situation kind of created strange company, but it really had more to do with the military, it seemed, than it did as focused on Secretary Clinton. Now, I will say that there was a split among the some of the members of the committee, Representative Pompeo and Jordan. They put out their own report that was much more focused on Clinton that apparently Trey Gowdy did not want to include in his larger report.
What is the likely impact on the Clinton campaign right now?
Well, without the Benghazi investigation, first of all, we would never have known about the private email server that Secretary Clinton used. Now, that was already known, obviously, as we've been litigating that for a year and a half or so. And Hillary Clinton, it has been one of the things that has been undermining her candidacy already. So that's something she's been having to deal with. So as far as anything changing the course of the campaign, it doesn't appear that this report would do so.
I want to ask you about the Donald Trump campaign, because there have been reports on CNN and in the Wall Street Journal that Trump is moderating his blanket ban on Muslim immigration to this country. Let's listen, first of all, to what he said in December.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Now, Katrina Pearson, a Trump national spokeswoman, said on CNN yesterday that the campaign was refining the proposal, putting out more details, but insisted that the proposal was not going to change. Here she is.
Yeah, I know the news media has been reporting that the initial ban was against all Muslims, and that simply was not the case. It was simply for Muslim immigration. And Mr. Trump is simply adding specifics to clarify what his position is, as opposed to what the media has been reporting what it is. There has been no change to this. Mr. Trump still wants to stop individuals from coming into this country who cannot be vetted.
Domenico, explain.
Well, I think that's perfectly clear. You don't need me to say anything. Look, I mean, the fact is that was completely, not clear. I mean, the Muslim ban that he was proposing was for people coming to the United States, not Muslims who are in the United States, obviously. He called it a temporary ban. He then expanded on those remarks, saying that in later comments in his national security address a couple weeks ago, that people from countries with a history of terrorism would not be allowed in. So people were wondering, did that mean that he was saying now anybody from places like Northern Ireland or even Belgium couldn't come to the United States? Or is he talking about Muslim countries or Muslims from those countries? Nobody exactly knows. What CNN apparently was relying on was a source within the campaign that possibly they could change or could amend his position, which, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he has to come out and make it clearer, because, frankly, none of us is exactly sure what he's proposing at this point.
And politically speaking, is he better off at this point doubling down on the ban or backing off, because there are so many even Republicans who are very uncomfortable with that?
It's hard to say that him doubling down helps him, because he's got 70% unfavorable ratings in polling at this point. Anybody who wanted to say in the primaries that he was Teflon, he was maybe Teflon with the Republican primary voters, but he was certainly Velcro when it came to general election voters. And they were listening. They heard his policies. And he has to figure out a way, Republican leadership at least believes, that he needs to figure out a way to temper his tone and speak a little bit more clearly and a little bit more carefully when it comes to these issues.
Domenico, before I let you go, I want to ask you about the Veep stakes that's going on in All both right. the Democratic and Republican sides. Now, we saw Hillary Clinton with Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, yesterday campaigning for the first time together. A lot of talk about what that might mean for that campaign and whether that's a ticket. And we've talked about that. We also today heard from former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, who's been floated as a possible VP for Donald Trump. Here he is on Fox News this morning.
Hillary Clinton lies. Hillary Clinton lies all the time. She lies about emails. She lies about the Clinton Foundation. She lies about secret meetings in the State Department with donors. She lies about deals that are cut. She lies about her speeches to Goldman Sachs. And by the way, she lies about Benghazi. What's new? I mean, this is who she is. And if the American people are comfortable with a person that dishonest in the White House, she's a pretty formidable candidate.
Okay. I want to take the substance of that out for just one second to ask you on both sides, Domenico, who's at the top of the list for Veep?
Well, first of all, the 90s are back, man. Newt Gingrich, right. Hillary Clinton.
Right.
This is terrific. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if you've got Newt Gingrich on the ticket. Bob Corker has been mentioned, the senator from Tennessee. Jan Brewer, the governor, former governor of Arizona. On the Democratic side, I don't think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. It's not going to be Bernie Sanders. More likely, a no-risk pick is the best way to go. The first rule is to do no harm. And someone like Tim Kaine is the most obvious choice. He's right
senator
on message.
From Virginia.
Senator from Virginia. He's right on message with her. He balances that ticket out. So he's someone to look at. I'd throw in Tom Perez, who's the labor secretary.
Right.
The only issue with him is he's never had to stand on a debate stage.
Well, we will be watching. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor. Thanks as always.
Thank you.